you get those little ones, little fresh ones you can eat here? What do you call them?
Just regular little onions.
Shallots.
Oh, yeah, that's shallots. The little white one and green. But we raise, I raise shallots too, you know, just for us to eat.
Yeah.
My wife puts them up, you know, for the year in the freezer.
And you would cut the tops off the turnips and make a mess of
turnips too. Not the tops, I know the tops.
Any other types of greens?
Yeah, mustard greens. I planted some, but I don't know. I don't plant them anymore.
Do people ever
eggplants, I don't plant them. My wife is the only one that eats. Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, I know.
You know, black and green, yeah. Purple and green.
Did you ever get them out of the... did you ever plant anything like on a vine, or did you ever plant...
Cucumbers.
Okay.
Watermelon. Years ago, before we met.
Different types?
Yeah.
You get a yellow type, yellow meat nut?
Yeah, which the marshmallow. Yeah. I planted some, but I think a couple of years after we met, I planted some and then I quit.
I don't know, that's been a long time.
What about the thing that you make a jack-o'-lantern?
Pumpkins?
Yeah.
You raise them? Yeah. Not every year, let me put it that way, but I raise some.
We have the vegetable
pears
too, the
melitones. The melitones, you know, it's
what's that?
It's a vegetable pear. It's a green vegetable. It's made similar to a pear.
Stickers on them.
Prickles on them.
Prickles, you know.
And that comes on the vine.
It comes on the vine in the tree. Mostly we plant it by dead tree or live tree.
In which it has to climb.
It has to climb, you see. Then you break it with it.
I mean, if you
prick it, like,
it can be fixed, you know,
I don't care for
it. In different ways, I mean.
Like squash, too. Some of them.
A variety of ways.
It can be cooked like squash, like with meat or with a shrimp or different things.
Did anybody in your family ever smoke?
No.
Really?
Back in the old days. My dad used to make his own tobacco.
What did he smoke?
My dad used to smoke cigarettes, but he chewed most of the time. He used to make his own chewing tobacco. We raised our own tobacco. And he used to make it.
I heard that they would make those kind of twists.
Right.
Okay. What do they call it? How do they make it? Did you tell me about that?
Like a carrot. We'd take some leaves of tobacco that was cured. And to be a little sweet, he would buy some sweet chewing tobacco and cut it fine. And he sprayed it on his sheets. You see, he put sheets after sheets on a new, he would have a sack, a new sack, brand new. But that was his sack to make his carrot. You know, you call it a carrot, chewing tobacco. He made it about this long, about 4 inches wide. He'd twist a rope. It'd be big when he stopped. And he'd twist a rope and you pull on each side with a stick. He made a stick that the rope would go around and the rope would go both ways, twist, you know, as you go. And he kept twisting that until he bring that carrot about 2 to 3 inches or 4 inches in diameter. And then he tied, both ends were tied, you see. And then he leave that rope on there until that thing would settle. And naturally it forms his own juice, all those leaves, you see. He'd take all the set of the stems out, you know. It'd be like a, you know, like a leaf. Just like the leaf has the veins or whatever you call it.
Smooth, yeah.
Until they're all smooth, you know, there was no hard pieces in it. And then he laid it, and he knew how to do that. And he would be in a set and we would pull those ropes tight for him. And then he'd leave that for so long. And then after he's finished, you just tie the two ends. And he'd have his chewing tobacco. When he wore it, he had a pouch, a waterproof pouch. And every day or